virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Jesus Christ. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Where is it that we are called to have the Lord enter? We could say, everywhere, because God is everywhere simultaneously, because he is the King of glory. But where are we this Advent called to let him in? We are called to let him into our hearts and minds, our homes, our families. We are called to expect him as Mary waited and expected the child Jesus. We are called to have him come to us, come to us, and we are to welcome him as King of our own lives. The prophet Isaiah, in this first reading about Ahaz, is talking to a king who does not trust in the Lord. And as you know, most of the prophets of the Old Testament were reviled by the political leaders of the Old Testament. Ahaz was no different. He was just a bad king, a weak king, a king who depended on his enemies, a king who does so risks his own life and the life of his people. And so Ahaz, instead of trusting in the Lord, the God of Israel, who had brought the people out of Egypt, out of the land of bondage, became the king who led to their defeat out of the Holy Land when the Assyrians from the north made pacts of friendship with the Jews, and eventually the Jews were taken into captivity. The first captivity was to the Assyrians. 10 of the tribes of Israel were taken away. The whole north, Samaria, was taken away, leaving only the smaller kingdom of Judea in the south. Ahaz trusted in political things, like people today who get all riled up in politics. They often forget that the Lord our God is King of the universe. Everything is by his divine will. The conspiracies or alliances that politicians make in this life really don't count for all that much in the long look at things. Isaiah confronts Ahaz in this reading and says, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld and high as the sky." But Ahaz says, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." It's not because he's a righteous man that he doesn't want to tempt the Lord. It's because he fears the punishment of God. He's fearful because he has done what no Jew should do. He has put idols in the temples. He has gone to Assyria, and he has bowed down and worshiped their gods. So Isaiah replies, "Listen, O house of David," that is the Davidic dynasty. The dynasty that was on the throne in Israel is David all the way into the future. "Is it not enough for you to weary the people? Must you also weary our God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Emmanuel is a name that would fly in the face of Ahaz because it means God is with us. God is with us. The Davidic kingship would be based upon one who knew that God was with him. In this Gospel of Matthew, about this infancy narrative, Joseph is assured that Mary was fulfilling the promise. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Joseph believed the angel, although he had not believed Our Blessed Lady when she told him that the angel told what she was told by the angel, that she would have a son and that she was to name him Jesus. But Joseph, in the end, came around. He gives us an example of one who partly believes because he wants to do the right thing, but he can't believe entirely. He only believes parts. But when the angel visited him, he believed. In Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul says that he is a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. We are called to be apostolic, that is, sent. An apostle is one who is sent. Sent by God to do his will. Sent by God to teach and to preach. Sent by God to give good examples. We are all about being good examples. We who, whether or not we have children or not, are responsible to children, grandchildren, and all of the younger folks among us to be good examples, to be good Christians, to be good Catholics, to understand that God is present with us no matter what we might see or hear. All the chaos of the world can be going on around us, but we should be looking for God in ways in which he reveals himself. Look how he reveals himself when he says, "I am sending the divine Son to you. I am sending the second person of the Trinity to you." He sends that person in a baby. The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and his name will be God with us. He is God with us. That is who we're waiting for at this Advent season. As we come to Christmas, we're waiting with intense expectancy, just as Mary expected her child on that first Christmas day. We are waiting. We are expectant. We are joyful. Think of the joyous expectation that a mother has of her first child. She's waiting. She doesn't know exactly how it's going to be, but she's full of joy. Joy because there is about to be brought into her life and the life of her whole family a little child. A simple little child. God does not reveal himself to us in a way that would frighten us to death. If his majestic glory ripped open the heavens and you suddenly saw God for the first time, that would scare us all to death. But he comes to us in simple ways. Today, he will come to us in a very, very simple way. He comes to us in bread and wine, things that we can understand. He comes to us and gives us his divine life so that we can have divine life, that in his body and blood, we may become his body and blood, so that altogether we may be, as St. Paul says, Jesus Christ descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ is bringing us gifts through his resurrection from the dead, because it is not the dead body and blood of Christ that we receive in the Blessed Sacrament. It is the risen Christ who is present to us forever in the Blessed Sacrament. And Jesus is present to us, God with us, in all the sacraments of the church. He comes to us with his love and mercy and forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. He comes to us and washes away our sins in the sacrament of baptism. He confirms us in faith through his Spirit in confirmation. He gives us holy matrimony. He gives us holy orders. He anoints our sick. Can we really ask for anything more? So the great gift at Christmas is not just the gift of Jesus Christ, but it's the gift of his church, which brings Christ to each and every one of us. Paul wrote so long ago, and he writes to all the beloved in Rome, called to be holy, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. His words echo through the centuries. He calls for peace. He calls down grace from God the Father. Paul was to die in Rome, just as Peter was to die in Rome. Most of the early Christians who were the leaders died in their respective cities. Blessed Mary was at his birth. Joseph was at his birth. Mary was at his side at the crucifixion. We are called to engage our lives in such a way with his that we are transformed by his magnificent Spirit. We are called at this Christmas time to enter in a mystery that's way beyond us. But we are called to recognize in the little baby that the Virgin did conceive. She bore a son, and she bears one today for us, and we shall call his name Emmanuel.